So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, verse number 4 and 5. So I'll read the 4th and 5th. I'll just read the translation. Text 4. Although all these boys were already decorated by their mothers with ornaments of kach, gunja, pearls and gold, when they went into the forest, they further decorated themselves with fruits, green leaves, bunches of flowers, peacock feather, and soft minerals. Now this verse which we just recited. All the coward boys used to steal one another's lunch bags. When a boy came to understand that his bag has been taken away, the other boys would throw it further away to a more distant place. And those standing there would throw it still further. When the proprietor of the bag became disappointed, the other boys would laugh. The proprietor would cry, and then the bag would be returned. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The kind of playing and stealings among boys still exist even in the material world. Because this kind of sporting pleasure is present in spiritual world, from which this idea of enjoyment emanates. Janmadi asya yata. The same enjoyment is displayed by Krishna and his associates in the spiritual world. But their enjoyment is eternal, whereas here on the material platform it is temporary. There the enjoyment is Brahman, where here the enjoyment is jad. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to train one how to transfer oneself from the jad to Brahm. Because human life is meant for this purpose, Athatho Brahma Jigyasa, Vedanta Sutra 111, Krishna comes down to teach us how we can enjoy with Him on the spiritual platform, in the spiritual world. Not only does He come, but He personally displays His pastimes in Vrindavan and attracts people to spiritual enjoyment. Srila Prabhupada ki Om Agyanti Vrindasya Gyananjan Shilakya Chakshuna Milatam Yentasmai Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutle Swayam Rupkadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shri Giriraj Swaminiti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutle Shrimad Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namne Namaste Sasati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisheshune Vadi Paschadeshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Chamrotnam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tato Jayam Diriyat Vanchakalpatraveshkripa Sundhu Vepijapatitanam Pavne Vaishnavi Namo Namaha Nashta Prashavadrashu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavat Yuttam Shloke Bhattir Bhavati Nashtki Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is Nectar, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, takes us into Vrindavan. The ultimate goal of sadhakas, of all the devotees, is to establish our relationship with Krishna. The goal of every human being or every living entity is to establish one's relationship with Krishna. And if one gets, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky. Krishna is performing different pastimes in the different Vaikuntha planets. There is a Nitya Dwaraka, there is Mathura, there is Ayodhya. And this material world, which is one third part of the whole spiritual creation, is just dark. This sky is dark. This is Andhakaramay. The sky is not blue. You go to schools these modern days, you ask them, what is the color of sky? There's a sky color, a blue color. Sky is not blue. Sky is dark, pitch dark. Om Agyantim Randasya Gyananjan Shalakaya. Completely dark. It is the sun who is giving little light in the material world. And this sun is just little one speck of the Brahma Jyoti. This sun, Surya Narayan, we call it Narayan sometime. Why we call it Narayan? Because it is a little speck of the spiritual sky from the Anga Jyoti of Krishna. Anga Jyoti is like we call it sky here, Akash. But the spiritual Akash is called Brahma Jyoti. And from there, Krishna brought one little speck. All right, you want light here because it's complete dark. So he brought a light and a moon. Na tad bhasta suru na shanku na pavko yat gatva nivatante tad dham parmam mama. The parmam dham of Krishna, there is no need for sun or a moon or a light or a fire. It is self-effulgent. And in the spiritual sky, the topmost planet is called Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan, when we say it is a supreme planet, sometimes we imagine maybe it is too big, like a frog in a well, isn't it? Maybe it's this big, maybe it's that big, maybe it's so big, maybe it's the biggest planet. It is described by Prabhupada in one of the Prabhupada, I've forgotten now exactly where the Pope, where Prabhupada is. Prabhupada explained that Golok Vrindavan is so huge, so huge, so huge. The entire old different Vaikuntha planets, including Ayodhya or Dwarka or everything, all material world, they are small. Can you see that over there? The world, on the photo, you see the lotus is huge, is big. That is why yat gata nivartate tad dham paramam. And in this dham, when Krishna comes here, that doesn't mean Krishna has to vacate the spiritual world. Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj came from Vrindavan. He lives in Vrindavan. So when he comes here, he has to vacate Vrindavan, then he comes here. Patita Pavan Prabhu came from Tenerife, so he has to leave Tenerife. He is in London. When we go from here to Tenerife, we have to leave London and then we go to Tenerife. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is all the places simultaneously. Krishna is in the spiritual world. He never leaves spiritual world. He never takes a step out of Vrindavan. Golok ek nivashti akhla atmabhuto govindam adi pushyam tam bhajami. Krishna in the spiritual world. He doesn't vacate. He doesn't leave. Simultaneously he is performing pastimes in material world. Simultaneously. And these pastimes are rotating continuously in the different material universes. There are millions and millions and millions of material universes. In our universe, in each universe he has got his house. Like sometime in the material world, the people go, a rich man, he goes to Spain, he buy one property in Spain, one property in Africa, one property in London, though Delhi. And whenever he goes to that country, he goes to stay in his own apartment. He's a rich man. He can have his personal apartments everywhere. Or like another example is embassy. Every country has their embassies in different countries. But as long as you are in the embassy, you are in Britain. You see, if you go to New Delhi, the British Embassy, at that time you are in India, but as long as you are in the building of the embassy, you are not in India. That embassy, the boundaries of embassy is, you are in, sometime people who take asylum, or sometime they have threat, so they immediately enter into the embassy. So then they can't arrest them. The Indian government cannot arrest them. Or if you are here in USA embassy, so you are not in England, you are in USA, because that embassy belongs to USA. So similarly, Krishna's 84 crores, 168 miles area of Vrindavan, it is not part of material world. It is not part of this creation by Brahma. It does not come under the jurisdiction of of 33 crore Devi Devata or Navgrahas. You know, people do Vastu. Vrindavan, there is no Vastu. Vrindavan, there is only one thing. That is Krishna. And particularly when we come to this particular verse over here, all the cowards boy in the morning is called Ashtakalya Leela. Not Kalya Leela. Kalya is Kalya. One is Kalya demon. Kal, time. Divided pahars. In Hindi, if you know Hindi, the different pahars in the daytime. So Krishna's pastimes are divided into different by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. Different times when Krishna wake up in the morning, then Krishna gets ready, and then Krishna come out of the, what time he comes out of the house, I haven't got details with me now, but you can maybe get it later. And then Krishna goes to tend the cows. When he come out of the, out of his houses in the morning, it's about 7-8 o'clock is according to Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. I think 7:53 is the time when he leaves. And then he goes toward Vrindavan. This is the time here. Roughly about 7:55 now. But Krishna goes to the forest of Vrindavan. And when he goes, he takes all his cows, comes with him, and his calves, and he's not the only one. Thousand. Nanda Baba has got 90,000 cows. You can imagine when you got 90,000 cows, he didn't say bull and cows, he said cows. So if you have cows, you need a bull as well. If you got bulls, then you have the calves as well. This is only Nanda Baba. But this whole community over there is of Govalas, no Gopas. So they have different, so every family has got their own cows. So when Krishna comes, he go and tend his cows, his friend, they bring their cows. So the group of thousands and thousands of cows are going toward Vrindavan, and mother, all the mothers, the gopis, they pack lunch for their children. Oh, you're going to tend the cows? That doesn't mean a boxes or tiffin carrier, what these days we carry. It's called potli. You take a cloth and braj, you know, they just take a potli and put some rotis in there, some achar in there, and matkis. There was no, you know, the matki. Matki mean, you know, the mud pot. Put some dal and you carry it and everything, and they hang it around there. They take a, you know, cow's by sticks. They put on the sticks and they just carry it and bring it. And when the cows are coming, and the, because cows are going, moo, moo, cows are going, and you can imagine the herd, the whole the group of cows are going, the calves and the gopas, and they're dancing because every word in Vrindavan is actually singing and every step is dancing. And when Krishna is going to tend the cows, that doesn't mean he's walking morosely. He's dancing, and the gopas, they're enjoying dancing and chanting, and you know, they are, cows are happy, the calves are happy, and the gopas and the Krishna, everybody is happy. And when they come to Vrindavan, particularly one place is called Raman Reti. And actually, fortunately, our temple, ISKCON Vrindavan, is in the Raman Reti. And what is the Raman Reti they do? There's a different places in Vrindavan. The different vanas. You see, when you go to Vrindavan, there's a Parkamma Mag. The Parkamma Mag, that within the Parkamma is Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, outside the Parkamma, there's a different vanas, like in Yamuna. When you go, how many people done Parkamma in Vrindavan? Can you lift your hands up? Yeah? So you can go back, you can just, even you don't need to close your eyes. Because devotee don't need to close eyes to see Krishna. You can keep your eyes open and you can think of Vrindavan. You are in Vrindavan. We are not Mayavadis. We'll close your eyes, then think of Vrindavan. So when you go to Vrindavan, you see the Parkamma Mag now, which is now, this was actually a Yamuna river. Not very long ago. For 5,000, Yamuna river flows the same place. Like you see, Ganga is flowing from the same place. Mayapur is a delta. Mayapur, Ganga changes her courses. There's a love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually. Generally when a river reaches near the seashore, then she changes her courses. But Ganga, when she's reaching right from the Gangotri, she's reaching to the Bay of Bengal, where Kapil Muni meditated. But when she reaches, because she wanted to slow her pace. In Mayapur, she wanted very easily, she going smoothly. She wanted to grab the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sometimes she changes her courses. But in Vrindavan, in the northern part of India, the rivers don't change their courses. So for 5,000 years, you see that Ganga was flowing, Yamuna was flowing in Vrindavan at the Parikrama Mark. Suddenly in 40 years, why she moved from this place to another place? And the reason is actually Bhalu Khanan, the mafia. They steal the sand of Vrindavan, the sand of Yamuna River. So they've taken the sand illegally, and then the Ganga goes little further. Yamuna. This side Yamuna is actually Ramanreti, is called Vrindavan. Other side of Yamuna is Belavan, where Lakshmiji is there. Now this Vrindavan, where Krishna came and used to tend the cows, and this is how he used to tend, this is how he used to play the whole day. The cows are grazing, they are very happy, and they come, all right, Krishna said, now we have come to hear this forest. And they rest and then they start playing. And the playing is, they throw this here, they throw this, their bags. And they say, oh, this is my bag, oh, it's your bag. Okay, they go to another one. Oh, this is your bag, they go to another one. And then they cry. For them, Krishna is just, it's not God. For them, he's friend. You know, there's one question may arise in everybody's mind sometime. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's so rich. He's so wealthy. Why he's living so simple life in Vrindavan? Now, very simple. Sometime very rich people, they want to go, they make farmhouses. They live in a very opulent house. But they want to go a little while, let's go to a farmhouse. Let's go out, get out of this whole, this opulence. And sometimes they eat so much varieties of food. And they say, oh my God, no. Unless we ate a simple mungi ki dal in India. You know, mungi ki dal is very easy to make. So in India, they split mung. You just boil it, little chonch. It boils within 5 minutes, chonch, and dal is ready. So that's mungi ki dal. So this is how Krishna, Vrindavan is the playground of Krishna. Vrindavan is the farmhouse of Krishna. In Vaikuntha is so much opulences. You see in Dwarka, if you go and see Dwarka, even now Dwarkadish temple, so much opulent food is offered to Krishna over there. You go to Jagannath Puri, so much opulences, Jagannath Puri, Dwarka opulences in Jagannath Puri. Ayodhya, so much opulences. But Vrindavan, what are they doing? All these boys were already decorated with mothers with ornaments. Kacha, gunja, pearls and gold. Gunjamala. And then when they went into forest, they further decorate them with what? Fruits, green leaves, bunches of flowers, peacock feathers, soft minerals. This is Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is enjoying picnic every day. Prabhupada told once, if you remember, he said, what are we doing? Devotee said, we are doing this, we are cleaning, we are managing, we are gardening, we are preaching. Prabhupada said, no, we are only simply chanting, dancing and feasting. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, what about this? Prabhupada again said, we are simply chanting, dancing and feasting. Then again devotee said, and Prabhupada again said, so he reported, he just convinced of one thing. He said, our philosophy is simply chanting, dancing and feasting. And which is true, isn't it? And what are the gopas doing? They're simply chanting and dancing and feasting. Normal people go for picnic. They work hard. And after, not even every month, when the summer comes, if the sun comes in England, luckily now there is sunshine. This phrase of, you know, this phrase was when I was a little kid in India, we used to read this phrase. When the sun shines, cut the grass. We could not understand. Because in India, the sun is always. So what does he mean? When the sun shines, cut the grass. Couldn't have figured it out. But when I came to England, then I understood. Because this phrase is made by British. When the sun shines, you cut the grass. Because you don't get opportunity to cut the grass. And Prabhupada explained one thing. He said, this good morning, he actually came from England. Because whenever there is like a good day like this, an English gentleman will come. Oh, it's good morning, isn't it? And the other person says, yeah, it's very good morning. So because the whole thing came up, good morning. It's good morning, isn't it? He said, yeah, it's very good morning. So this good morning phrase came from England. But this good morning phrase and this picnic, you can go once in a 6 months, once in a 2 months, every quarterly, 6 months, or a yearly. But in Vrindavan, this picnic every day. This is Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada particularly, he written actually, even he, let me read this if I can find. There is one very nice Prabhupada when he was in Jalduta, 1965. He written one prayer, Krishna Tava Punya Have Bhai. You know that, all the songs. And he had listen what Prabhupada written here. And normally this is very hidden. Prabhupada didn't express, because devotees, but Western devotees, new people, they got no clue about Krishna, and simply to teach them that you are this body, simply first lesson, number two, other things. But here Prabhupada, when Prabhupada written, this is at that time, Prabhupada hasn't even reached America. He was in Jalduta. He written his own mood, like he written a poem when he was in Vrindavan. In Radha Damodar temple, the poem he written, he said, what is this? His whole names left. Everybody is gone. Similarly, he written one poem at, in this is this one, you know, this, Krishna Tava Punya Have Bhai, in the eighth, he written, Tomara Milane Bhai Abar Se Sukh Paaye. Now here line he written this verse. Gocharne gure dine bhor kata banne chuta chuti banne khaye luta puti. Lutna, snatch. Lutna mean snatch. Luta luti. Sei din kabe habe mor. Now Prabhupada written the translation. Listen this translation. He said, oh my dear brother, in your company I will experience great joy once again. Wandering about the pastures and fields, I will pass the entire day with you in tending the cows. Prabhupada writing his mood. Prabhupada writing his mood in Jalduta. He said, I will pass. When the time will come when I will pass the entire day with you in tending cows, joking with you, frolicking throughout so many forests of Braj, I will roll upon the ground in spiritual ecstasy. When that day will come. Prabhupada is writing this poem. It is all divine arrangement of Krishna. When Prabhupada finished his Bhagavatam and he finished attending the cows, at last chapter Prabhupada translated was stealing the calves. This is the right time. Prabhupada left that at that point. Stealing the calves by Brahma. This way Prabhupada left. And look what happened, divine arrangement of Prabhupada, Krishna Balaram temple. Prabhupada said, we don't need to go anywhere. Sometime happens so many times to me. I would just come from my room to Krishna Balaram temple and go to my room. I won't go anywhere sometime. Sometimes I do. But Prabhupada said, Vrindavan is within the four walls of Krishna Balaram temple. And Krishna Balaram temple manifested with the divine arrangement of Krishna. It's not just by chance happened. No. Prabhupada did not treat Krishna consciousness by chance. It's divine arrangement of Lord Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to send Prabhupada to all of us. It is a great fortune that somehow or other we got human form of life. And human form of life, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Don't take it lightly. It is not something light business. It's not light business. It's very serious business. Not serious, very, very, very serious. It is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are sadhana siddha, there are kripa siddha, there are the people who are eternal servants of Krishna. It is divine arrangement. When Prabhupada was in, when Kheeradakshayi Maharaj, he was brahmachari at that time. Oh, Swami, was he Swami? No, he was brahmachari at that time. And Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and then one lady, when she saw Prabhupada, because Prabhupada don't have to, because a Mahabhagavat manifests, he shines as a diamond. Diamond, you don't have to take a light to reflect the light on a diamond that shine now. No. When you get a stone, ordinary stones, you have to put some lights. You know, when you go to jewelers' shops, you have to put some lights to make this fake jewel shine. But real jewels, you don't need a superficial light. They shine itself. This is Vrindavan. And Prabhupada is a jewel of Krishna who shined itself to the divine arrangement of Krishna. And when he was in Vrindavan, and one lady, when she saw Prabhupada, when she saw the devotees of Krishna first time, said, oh my God. He said to the devotees that I have already planned to donate this piece of land. I've got a piece of land in Ramanrethi. Ramanrethi is not an ordinary place. This is where the Krishna Balaram every day come and tend the cows. This is where they do this picnic, this which they are celebrating. They are not celebrating on the other side of Chaitanya Vihar. He is doing in Ramanrethi. Chaitanya Vihar is not in Ramanrethi. Ramanrethi he was doing. Shishirada Gokulan Sitaram Lakshman Gonitaya Ji Ki Jai. And this lady said to devotees that I have already promised to give this land to some other sanstha, some other religious group. But I feel like giving it to Swami Prabhupada. I'm in dilemma, I don't know what to do. So at that time, they came to Prabhupada. It's okay. And the devotee suggested, she said, okay, she make two slips. She said, okay, I'm going to make two slips. One in the name of ISKCON, and one name of the other group, whoever this person she thought of giving. She put the two slips at the feet of Radharani. Whoever will come, I'll donate land to the person. When they put in the feet of Radharani, at that time when they picked up the slip, it came the name of ISKCON. So this is how Krishna Balaram, and Prabhupada did not open temple over there, because see, this is what I read. Just simply I read it to you. Oh my brother, I will experience great joy once again wandering about the pasture fields. I will pass entire day joking with you and flocking throughout so many forests. I will roll about the ground in the speech of when of that day will come. My day will come, Prabhupada was saying. And Prabhupada, same mood, Prabhupada just said, we will install a deity of Krishna Balaram here. Because this piece of land is place of Krishna Balaram's Ramanrethi. And Prabhupada told that if you need devotees, do sometime fails while we are in the spiritual life. Remember one thing. You see, in the spiritual, when we do find difficulties, we will sometime go through some difficult periods. Because this is the material world. Material world means suffering. Material world means anxiety. Even after becoming devotees, in Vrindavan, they were in anxiety. Yashoda Maiya was in anxiety. Nanda Baba was in anxiety. Gopas were in anxiety. Gopis were in anxiety. So many demons are coming. Vrindavan, demons are there. Sometimes people say, why there are so many bad people in Vrindavan? Vrindavan is spiritual. I say, yeah, of course, there's no problem. Vrindavan is beautiful place. Sometimes you get little gundas as well, no problem. At the time of Krishna, there were gundas there too. So what's the big deal now? So when in this, Prabhupada explained, the one thing is then in the material world, when we face any difficulties, Prabhupada told, go to Krishna Balaram. Don't disturb Radha Shyam Sundar. Radha Shyam Sundar are in mood of their own shingaras, their own enjoyment. We take darshan, we take the blessings, but if you really need to do us something, you should go to Krishna Balaram. Isn't it, Maharaj? Right? You go to Krishna Balaram. And when every difficult period comes, we have to do two things. It's like a river. Ganga, come from Gangotri, she's flowing all the way, all the way, all the way. What is the name of the last stop of Ganga? At the Bay of Bengal? Ganga Sagar. So she's coming from all the way from Gangotri. Her destination is Ganga Sagar. But what she does on the way, so many times we see some big, big boulders come. The big, big stones are there. You think Ganga is flowing smoothly? No, she's having problems too. So many stones come on the way. And what does she do? She does two things. Either the boulder is crushed into pieces, and if the boulder is too big, she just take a little side and go. But she doesn't stop. This is how in the spiritual life, this is how we have to do. We see some problems around us. Either you crush the problems, if you think you are unable to crush the problems, just take a little side and go. There's one devotee, he told me, he's Gaudiya devotee, very good friend of mine. But 25 years ago, you may know him, Kamalaksh. He's from Gaudiya. He told me good about, well, maybe 27 years ago, yeah. No, 95 he told me this. My father passed away. I remember. 22 years ago he told me this. He spoke when my father passed away. At that time he was explaining these things. He said, bhakti mein kya karna hai ki patli gali se nikal jao dekhkar. Nikal jane ka hai. This life, Madni Patli Gali mean a kunja, you know, like in Vrindavan we see small, when there's a rush in the big roads, you find some little alleyway and just move on. Don't get stuck in the traffic. We do that, isn't it? When there's a big, huge traffic on a main road, oh my God, what should I do? I'm stuck here. At that time, you should always think, okay, let me take a side route. Let me get out of here. That's exactly what we have to do in the spiritual life. We cannot stop. We cannot take chance. Because this is Brahmandate Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. And the ultimate goal is enter into Vrindavan. Sharnam Kitna Vishnu Smaranam Smaranam Padasevanam Smaranam, thinking about the Leela of Krishna. And we have to chant sincerely chanting. We are chanting as well. There are different types of chanting. One is, you see the chanting, when a pure devotee, Haridas Thakur, was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, they're chanting the same mantra. Six Goswamis, they are chanting the same mantra. And we are chanting the same mantra. There is one is, they are relishing the nectar of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we are chanting, we are trying to attain the nectar of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To attain Krishna, this is the process, and after attaining Krishna, this is the only process. When we attain Krishna, when somebody asked Prabhupada, when we attain Krishna love, what we will do? Prabhupada said, then we will chant more Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if we chant sincerely, because at the moment we are taking lightly, we are not taking seriously. If we are taking seriously, then we will try to attend our chanting every time I'm chanting my 16 round, which we are supposed to chant 64, 1 lakh name, minimum 1 lakh name, which is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Which is recommended, by, told by even Bhaktisanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. We have to chant 1 lakh name at least in our life. Otherwise you think that Krishna is so cheap. But Prabhupada is given 16 minimum. Why Prabhupada given? Because you can't chant more at the moment. You are still struggling with the body, struggling with the senses. Okay, chant 16 minimum. But when he said minimum, that doesn't mean, okay, 16, that's it, done, end of the job. We have to preach. If we don't preach, sometime I was just mentioning, Maya can come into our mind. Just sit down and chant Hare Krishna. I was reading last night. Prabhupada said, no, this is wrong. I was just discussing with Patita Pavan Prabhu yesterday the same topic. But Krishna is so merciful, immediately revealed to you, oh, my devotee thinking like that? No. You can't think like this. He arranges. So when last night when I was reading, I found a verse. And in that verse, Prabhupada is explaining, no. You can't just sit. He said, this is bogus. You sit down and you chant. And you will do bhajan in a kant. Oh no, you will only sleep. And you will think where my next meal will come. Oh no, you can't do that. Life is only person who's got life, only he can preach. So, and particularly getting into this, this is Vrindavan. I give you one little, you know, generally people go to, everybody goes to Banke Bihari temple. You know that? Bihariji is appeared by Swami Haridas. Our Gaudiya Math, we have Haridas Thakur. But then there is another, he is a Pandit Haridas. Oh, we call Swami Haridas. He was a Brajavasi. Now Brajavasi, they are nice people. Lot of nice people. That's why Prabhupada said, when you go to Vrindavan, you should not stay more than 3 days. Because you will see wrong. If you see wrong, you will think, oh my God, this is Vrindavan. You will commit offenses. It's very difficult sometimes. There are some of nice families. I know some of the... Sometimes in ISKCON we do such a big mistake. Some of our ISKCON devotees. You know what they do? They think we know Krishna better than these are all smarter Brahmins. And which are not qualified, isn't it, Maharaj? And they start thinking like that. No, we should not. Some Brajavasis, I know personally so many people. They are very strict. They're following very nicely. They live in a nice village. They go to Parkamas. They very, 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 not pious, but really what Prabhupada says, Brajavasis. There was one Brajavasi, I was in, Dinbandhu Prabhu is the expert dealing with the locals. He's an expert. So many devotees do mistakes, but when Dinbandhu Prabhu goes there, he knows how to deal with them. It's an art. People who born in India, you know, because they know they grew up with them, like Maharaj born in India, so you know how they are. So you can talk to their language, you can talk up to their level, and that's different. I was in this Nandagaon last year, and Dinbandhu Prabhu was there in the where this Brindakund is. And then happily we were just taking prasad together. There's so many other, Brajavasis, he came from Mathura. And I didn't know him. So we sat down and then we start talking. And somehow talking about Krishna. And at one point he said, He said, you know what? He said, we cannot. He was speaking Hindi, he didn't know English. He said, and he was so serious about his own Krishna consciousness. He was saying, we cannot be proud. He said, if I get this proud that I am a Brajavasi, I born in Mathura, he said, Krishna will leave me. He said, Krishna left gopis because gopis thought that Krishna is with us. Oh, he is only dancing with me. So Krishna left. Krishna literally left. That's the gopis were crying, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, where are you? So when a devotee start get little proud, and then Krishna leave us. Of course, he doesn't leave us. He is everywhere. But at that time, you won't realize where Krishna is. And that's a pride. And everything has to be, the one story of us telling in Vrindavan of Banka Bihari temple, this is Vrindavan. Once Swami Haridas, his disciple was Tansen. You know Tansen? Who has heard Tansen? Yeah, famous singer. He could simply by singing, he could break the megh, the rain. Simply by, he didn't need lighter or matchbox. He would sing deep rag and right and put the deeps over there in front of Krishna and the deeps will come automatically. This was Tansen. And he was one of the Navratan, 9 gems of Akbar, King Akbar, Mughal king. Now, one day Akbar asked, this is true story, he asked Tansen. He said, Tansen, I never seen anybody better singer than you. He said, no, king, you are wrong. He said, why? He said, my guru is the best. He said, Prabhupada, you say. My guru is the best. Prabhupada was best. But Prabhupada given all the credit to his guru always. So Tansen, no. My guru, Swami Haridas, he's the best. Oh, I want to take his darshan. Oh, no, he won't meet any king, worldly man. He lives in Vrindavan. Let me go there. You want to go? You can go, but in a beggar clothes. You can't go like a king to him. So he went, all right. He said, no problem. He went as a beggar. Now he would live in a little hut. Banke Bihariji appeared. Bihariji appeared from, what is that? Nidhivan. Bihariji appeared Nidhivan for love of Swami Haridas. And Haridas would sing for Bihariji all the time. That's what he was living, singing and singing and singing. That was his life. So when Akbar came, he was standing outside. So immediately Swami Haridas said, "What? Bring your friend. He came to see me, bring him. I know your son, your Akbar is coming." Because pure devotee can, Krishna can reveal to pure devotees everything. He said, okay, bring him in. He brought him in. He said, okay, Tansen, now you sing. So there's Swami Haridas, Akbar, and Tansen, the best singer in the world, he said, sing. So while he was singing, he could not sing in front of his guru. Guru more murak dekhi karle shashan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us. In front of guru, we are always fool. So Tansen could not sing properly. So that time Swami Haridas said, okay, Tansen, sit down. I'll sing for you. So at that time Swami Haridas started singing for Bihariji. While he was singing for Bihariji, he didn't know where is the king and where is not that. He forgotten himself. He became unconscious. He was chanting and dancing. While he was singing and singing, when he unconscious, when he saw, he never seen as such a person in his whole life, Akbar. Moment he saw Swami Haridas, moment Swami Haridas came back a little to consciousness, he fell at the feet. He said, oh Maharaj, oh, my life, I have attained the perfection. This is from that incident he became soft to the Hindus, which they in the history they say, because he seen the power. Maharaj, I want to do some service to you. No. King, I don't need service. I am happy. No, I want to do something for you. Can I make a little house? He said, no, I don't want house. Can I make something else for you? No, nothing as well. We don't need nothing. Krishna, no, Bihariji doesn't need anything as well. Bihari doesn't need anything. I don't need anything. I'm happy. Whatever it is. You have come here. You've seen. You're fortunate. You come to Vrindavan. You've seen Vrindavan. No, no problem. Just meditate on this. No, no, no. Maharaj, I want to do some service for you. You really want to do some service? Okay. Repair that little corner of this Yamuna River. If you go to Yamuna today, this is why we don't see this, these eyes. Naham prakai sarvasi yoga maya smavrita. Vrindavan is covered with the yoga maya. We cannot see Vrindavan with these eyes. Vrindavan is, this is Vrindavan, what we are reading here. This is Vrindavan. So then, when he told him, he said, Maharaj, this is only one little corner, mud. You see, Ganga is mud. Now there are all these, you see, steps and everything there. So when Maharaj Akbar saw the whole river is mud, little bank was broken and the water was coming to the side from Yamuna. He said, just repair that, that's all. He said, this, Maharaj? Oh, little few bags of mud will go there and it will be repaired very, you know, in olden time they used to carry mud on soil on the back of donkeys. So one bag this side, one bag this side, that's how they bring soil. You know, even 40, 50 years ago I've experienced that was how they used to bring, not trolleys, there were no trolleys at that time, 50 years ago. So he said, few donkeys will bring some soil and put it on the bank of this Yamuna, it will be repaired. I'm a king, Akbar. He said, really, go and see again. The moment he saw that, Akbar was immediately, with the mercy of Swami Haridas, he could see the bank of river which he was seeing, little piece of mud. He saw Divya Yamuna. The Yamuna was made of gold, the steps were made of gold and silver and the gems. There were so many gems on these steps. Chintamani, Prakrut Sadmashu, Kalpabriksh, Lakshavrishetu. Moment he saw the Divya and he saw that the steps were made of diamond, emeralds, pearls, gems, the whole steps of Yamuna. And little few gems were broken from there. And these gems he could see, he was the King Akbar. The moment he saw this Divya Darshan of few seconds, he said, Maharaj, you're telling me to repair this. If I sell my whole kingdom, even then, he cannot buy the gems which I have seen here. This is Divya Vrindavan. So Divya Vrindavan, we have to enter. We cannot enter without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without the mercy of Prabhupada and devotees. So this life is to go into this Vrindavan mood. So that's why Prabhupada said one thing. Okay, sometimes people say, well, I am in London, this is Vrindavan. Prabhupada said all temples are Vrindavan. Then why Prabhupada said that you go to Vrindavan every year? Charge your battery in Vrindavan every year? Still the 84 course is something different. You understand what I'm saying? 84 course, 168 miles of area of Vrindavan. That is, Prajadham Vrindavan is still Vrindavan. This is not created by Brahma. So this stealing and snatching and picnic, so when we chant sincerely, we can feel it, we can enter into it. And this is with the kripa and with the sadhana. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maharaj, would like to say something? Something about Vrindavan, you are Brajavasi, so you can say something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Anybody would like to ask any question or any comment?